Okay, good morning.
Good morning. We are in Tafkut test. Just to go over one unclear point from, or just to go over one point from yesterday about in Sif Aleph, about this Ramah says that you're allowed to do Machshir Yochel, you're allowed to do Malachos to make Machshir Yochel, just Emorim Kain. Just a little bit of clarity. There's, you know, again, the issue of Emorim Kain is, I mean, Rashi says, and it seems like that's what the post can say, that even the Yochid, if someone comes and asks for Shaila, you can't be Morit. However, if a person learns a halacha well, which is a little bit beyond the scope of the shir, but if a person, you know, wants to delve further into this halacha, then he can be, and, you know, or maybe learn it with, ask a Rav to learn it with him, so you're very familiar with the halachas, then a person will be able to do, to go ahead and in private, like, you know, without people watching, fix the tikkumane, other things for machshiri ochel nefesh. Again, I'm not getting into protein, whatever. Some say that it doesn't. You know, I'll give an example. Let me, you know, how far it could be taken. I don't know if it's right or not. Let's say your oven, you have no food. You're planning to cook, and again, there's no one around. Your stuff, whatever, and the oven breaks, stops working. A wire burnt out. So could be. I'm not saying it's yes or no, but I'm saying theoretically, could be. It would be motive to go ahead and change the wire. You know, fix the wire. There are those. I think the Chayyadim says, oh, it shouldn't be Maisa Uman. Shouldn't be something which is a Maisa Uman or something which, you know, it's a real tikkun for, you know, like a real fixing. So that could be also, there is a bit of a machlokes with that. But it's only like the Magen Avraham says it's only like a simple fixing, nothing like major, you know, the question would be is, let's say, I don't know about this, is let's say you want to cook something and you have an electric, hot plate or you have that's the only thing you have to cook something, because everything else is broken. And, you know, the question is, can you plug it in so it turns on? Tikumane, binyan, these things, this is all how far these things can be taken, you know, as you want to say, it's in the wall. So the question is also, there are things which the heksher is not included in this. And again, these are all, you know, shilas that's why this thing is a morim kain, because how far this halacha can be taken is unclear, and the person says,
that's why it's good to have a local Orthodox rabbi.
No, but you can't ask, he can't paskin that for you. And so you have to sit down and say, okay, can we have a shir on this inyan? It's really, anyone, someone who really knows halacha well really should use his hetter, and that's basically it. Motu lalabi miyom to hasifei, kutap kutasifei. You're allowed to do libun on a pan which you bake fladin shel gvina. You bake the cheese strudel or pizza, whatever. Right. Libun yefu bo pashtida shel basar. Then you want to go ahead and make a meat pie, on the meat pizza on the same thing. So who you're allowed to do libun on that? Who she slavin. Yitnu also al hamaychol miyad. That's only if right after you leave them, while the pan is still hot, you throw the food on it. Even balum in the veilach hiotzibah. But if it's treif, also the labnoi feel levels will never heter. Why? Because the pshat over here is that if it's balum in the veilach, it's full tikumon. This thing is not usable at all. So by you doing libun, now you remachshir it, now you can use it. That's full tikumane. But if it's a terabala, balsa, or cholov, so then to go ahead and to machshir it from one thing to the other, even though in your day it says that you shouldn't be switching, but if that's the yom tov kubi, there's a bit of a heter, then that would be motor, because that's not a full tikumane, because you could just continue using it for milchitz. And so this is just an issue of ochel nefesh. Who adin hagala? Who adin the also lahagil kli v'yomtiv? You can't do hagala either. Also, the thing is with the libun is also about. And also, this is more the from basa to chalav is more of a libun kal. it's not a libun chomer. Libun chomer is definitely, you know, that libun kal that kash is nisrafala, that if you put kash near it, it's going to start burning. So that also is more of a heter than libun gomer, which is not really a ochel nefesh, or the thing turns red, whatever. So it's also more of a malacha. All right. So mutar lelaven shiput shetzalib obasa she'ena maluach. If you roast the liver on a skewer for on Yom Tov, you're allowed to leave it on a road to lach to release this above Yom Tov. You want to use it again for Yom Tov, you are allowed to do that. Even though it's only a minig to the libun, if you had dam on it and whatever, it's only a minig. It's not maker. Then off a pekin in smoter, so that's derech. That's what you do. We don't let you, you know, go ahead and use it again unless you do libun. So therefore, you're allowed to do it. Vav ein nogvi nekev chadash b'chavis b'yom tov. You're not allowed to go ahead and open a nekev chadash on Yom Tov because it can be done erev Yom Tov. Now, going back to what we said in Sif Aleph, is that if it's something which couldn't have been done erev Yom Tov, then you'll be allowed to do it. The question is, well, now this is going to get all opening packages and opening soda bottles, or, well, get into that, and grape juice bottles, things like that. So the thing is that if, so there's a bit of a machlokes over here. So obviously, you know, if you could have done it, you know, erev Yom Tov and you left it. So let's say you have something like a can. Shabbos, you have a can, and if you open it erev Yom Tov, it's gonna not be so good.
You come rancid.
Even if it's not it'll taste metallic, or depends what you do with it. I don't know, what be so fresh. Whatever it is, so then you'd be allowed to open it straight on Yom Tov. The question is about opening bottles. So I saw that there's a bit of a hook between Ramesha and Shal Zaman. Ramesha seems to understand that you're allowed to open, you would technically, Amorim Kane, but person knows the halachas, you know, technically would be allowed to go ahead and open bottles, by himself, if he knows the halachas as well, would just open the bottle. If it's something he could do on the Erev Yom Tov, no. He just didn't get around to it, or he forgot. Okay, but then he'd have to do like it does on Shabbos. But if it's something which brought him a bottle of something on Yom Tov and he didn't know about it, or he, you know, didn't realize, whatever it is, he'd be allowed to open it. Shem Zalman says, since there's a way to do it there, Kilkul, since there is another option, so therefore even it's not as, it's more Tircha, you should do the other option first. Rashi was more of the opinion that since it's Yom Tov, extra Tircha, you don't have to be Choshish for that. When it comes to plastic caps, there is a Macholikus involved with Kubi, it's even more Kiel on Yom Tov, if you have no Yida, or if you have no easy way to open it, or whatever, Leishladon, say it. Zayin, Lahatvil Kli Chalash B'Yom Tov, Dino Kavu Shabbos, that you can't be mad, that the Yesh Machmirim, because it's like a Tikkun Kli, that's the same din. Some say that if you've got rings, it could be if it's glass, it could be that you could go ahead and be morricane. This is tikkun kli, we can morricane to other people. You can take glasses to Ramana and you can table it since the machlokes or whatever, and you really need it. Hagav din hadacha v'shivshuf kelim b'yantam v'yinukum Shabbos, washing dishes and things is the same din as on Shabbos. The only difference is that what we say on Yom Tov is that you're allowed to use hot water, if you need the dish, you're allowed to use hot water to go ahead, we'll get more into it, but you're allowed to go ahead and use hot water to clean it. If you need something which is mamish muksa, for tzarech ochel nefesh, well, usually you don't. Let's say you want to move rocks aside in order to go ahead and someone put their wallet on the oven, right? And you want to go ahead and move really on the you know, on Shabbat, you know, I guess klach or yad, whatever, you can move it. And Yom Tov, you pick it up and move it because you need the place to go ahead and cook. Tovkuf yud, molim alilais. That's if you take wheat kernels and you rub it between your fingers. The farchin kitniyos. Kedarka miyantiv, or you know break open the pea pods and things like that. Kedarka miyantiv. You can do a kedarka because on Shabbos, even though this is a shiru in Shabbos, the heter is only with the tips of your fingers. But otherwise, you're allowed to go like this to get everything to break up or break things open.
Meaning you're allowed to rub your hands together.
Right. Unapeach ma'at ma'at, and. And you're allowed to blow it away slowly, because we saw what we said in Hilchos Shabbos, that's a little blach of Zaire, to blow it. So, but here you'd be allowed to blow it a little by little, because that's a shinui. So, it's a malacha hechsher oichel, which is mutter b'shinui and yamtiv. So you can do it Zaire b'shinui. Afilu b'kino and v'tamchui, even using funnels and things. Of a low betavla of an afal v'kahor, you're still not allowed to use tavla nafal v'kavra types of sieves and things like that, because that's uvdin d'chol, and the derech is to use after making a lot. You know, when you're putting it away, not to just do it for a meal. Habor kitnios b'yamta bor kedarko b'cheko v'tavchu. When you do kitnios, you can do breira. Kedarko, you can do psoilos mina oichel. That's bar on Shabbos. You have to oichel mina psoilos on Yom Tov. You can also do psoilos mina oichel. If that's less tircha, if that's the easiest way to do it, it's a normal way to do it. You're allowed, because it's less tircha, so you can do that.
So from the non-yeshivish background people, that means that you'd be allowed to go ahead and check your beans, separate them, and so on and so forth on Yom Tov, correct?
Check your. What do you mean? Check
your being by a kedak and kidneys, right?
No, it all means over here. If it has, I guess you could say that. I thought it was even borrowed from the outside, from the pods or something like that. That's what I assume it meant. I mean, any because it says becheko v'tamchui. So it means you're it's a funnel that the garbage that's on top,
right,
and goes through.
And dirt,
right, things like that. Right.
You'd be allowed to go ahead and do that the normal way that you would do it.
Right. 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 They're often the chol and derech to merchul b'ramen or merchul kishayichul meruah al psolus. This is where the ochel is meruah al psolus. So therefore, it's much easier to take out, you know, or let's say you have bad pieces or bad bean, whatever it is. You could take it's easier just to take out the five bad things out of the tarobis than it is to start going ahead and taking out the 100 other things and leaving the five things over. About im ha'isa apsolus meruba al ocha, but apsolus is meruba. Boris al oichom aneich apsolus. Don't. It's not a din that on Shabbos oichom toch apsolus, and on Yom Tov it's apsolus toch oichom. No, it's whatever has less tircha. So therefore, you're allowed to go oichom toch apsolus if that's easier. Im ha'yaterach mebrivas apsolus mina oichom yoyse mitarach brivas oichom mina apsolus. Let's say taking even though the psolos is ruba ochel, but there's more tircha in taking the psolos from the ochel than the other way, even though there's more of it, then you should go ahead and then you should, I'm sure, for example, that the psolos is very fine and it'd be hard to take. Let's say it's in dirt, right? Let's say something is sitting in you have some food or whatever, nuts, I don't know, it's in a thing of dirt.
So you're gonna start trying to
take all the dirt away to get to the, it's much harder than just taking the what you want out of the dirt. Or in the opposite case, if the ochel is meruba, whatever, even in the case of ochel meruba, it's the opposite, as long as it's less tircha, boris ochel meniach as a psoil. So, gav luzim and botnim, shinishtabra vadaim biklipehem, luzim, whether botnim is, you know, Israelis call it peanuts, I don't think that's not the pshat in the, I think peanuts came from America.
Peanuts
didn't come from America. So botnim don't mean peanuts. When Yaakov Avinu sends down botnim to Yosef, and it's Nikates, it's not peanuts. Some say it's hazelnuts, whatever it is, it's some sort of nut, but it's not peanuts. But the halach would still apply to peanuts as well. And they're still in the shells. Lo mikri haklipa psolus, and the klipa is not called psolus. Even the ruchayu b'hachi v'dayim u'rovim, that's not called psolus. You could just klap a yomtev, therefore you'd be allowed to go ahead. And it's called tikkun ochel. It's not called borer to take this stuff out. However, Achronim say still you should do the less tircha as possible. Ein mistanenim achardal v'nesanenashalal. You can't sift mustard, ground mustard, mustard seeds, whatever, and it's a special sifter or sieve or something. You can't sweeten it by putting a coal on it. I guess that would like scorch the mustard a bit and make it not as sharp. But if you take a hot, let's say you want to heat up a hot piece of metal, heat up a spoon, whatever it is, and you stick it on the mustard seeds and to char it a little bit or whatever, that would be okay because that's not,
what's the
finish? Because it's kibui. Because by eight,
I could take the mustard seed and throw it in a pan on the fire. What's the
chiddush?
This is the derech
they used to do it.
I understand, but I'm saying I'm missing.
No, because the problem with shel eitz is that we said before that you can put bisra gumri. You can go ahead. Kibui l'tzorech ochel nefesh is mutter, but over here it's something you could have done the day before. It's not, and therefore that kibui is not l'tzorech, but you would be allowed since mateches is not. There's no. This is also an important nekuda, but meteches over here, there's no kibui midaraisa. So therefore also electrical coils and things like that, there's no kibui midaraisa on these things. It's only a kibui midarabanan, which whether that helps or not, I speak to Rabban, whatever, beyond the scope of the shir. But there is an idea that the Torah also filament, well, they don't have filaments anymore. But that it's not an actual fire, and the kibui is only the rabbanon. Ain tola mishmeres v'yanta v'sanein v'shmarim. You can't hang up a filter to filter out shmarim. V'im ha'isa tuluyah v'omedes is because of oil. V'im ha'isa tuluyah v'omedes mutulitein v'shmarim v'sanein. You're allowed to put shmarim to filter it out. Umarim v'toylo isa litein ba rimonim. You're allowed to do a rabban, put rimonim in. Achin lotzim ba shmarim, and then you can put it for that for rimonim, and then it's not within the chol to use it because something that you could have done this yesterday. But rimonim, you want to hang rimonim in. That okay, you want to do that. That's fine. So then, after you take the rimonim out, you're allowed to go ahead and then use it to filter it. Any other filtering is all the same when it comes to ayin and shinyotes about the different halachas of filtering things. You can't make cheese on yomtiv. You can't make other like yogurts and leavens and things in Yantav. You can't make butter. Whether it's because there's two different possible reasons. that this is something which is more often the chol, or something which comes on the erev yontiv. Some say it also because it's or some say because of borer, because you're separating the milk and the cream, and then you're taking the cream. It's also a thing of borer, which you could have done erev yontiv. Some say even making the cheese is a shayla of binyan also. You're boiling the cheese. It's a process, you know. The question is, you know, is also the fees there.
It's a process of squeezing.
Yeah.
Usually, to make the cheese, you usually have like a cheese cloth or something.
Right.
You put the milk inside and you curdle it, and then afterwards you squeeze all the liquid out of the.
Oh, out of the thing itself. Yeah. That could be if you do it at Derech Ibo, it could be.
Right.
Derech Ibo might be okay. The question is about making egg, making meringues on Yom Tov. I guess Hashem Shabbos says it's okay. It sort of depends how you stand binyan ba'ochlim. If binyan ba'ochlim, I think the Chazon Ish I heard is said that whatever binyan ba'ochlim, if you're taking a few different things and stick and then putting it together and like making an actual binyan. Some say it's making any sort of mound, any sort of binyan. So it could be totally on that. It could be on yantar, you get your spoon to make it all like the mekilim and to make it yantar, mevar al halacha a bit more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.